then the exalted one, in this connection and on this occasion, gathered the order of brethren together and questioned the brethren, saying, "Brethren, is there in such and such a lodging a brother who is sick?" "There is, Lord." "And what ails that brother?" "Lord, that brother has dysentery." "But, brethren, is there anyone taking care of him?" "No, Lord." "Why not? Why do not the brethren take care of him?" "That brother is useless to the brethren, Lord. That is why the brethren do not take care of him." There are 2 points to be noticed here. First, the Buddha inquires into the matter. He doesn't jump to conclusions. He doesn't assume that the other monks are in fact guilty of deliberate neglect. He first ascertains the facts of the case. He gives the other monks an opportunity to explain. He gives them an opportunity even to defend themselves. He gives them an opportunity to confess. And this is what they do. So here too, there's a lesson for us. We very often jump to conclusions. We assume that someone is guilty before we've ascertained all of the facts. For instance, we don't get a reply to our letter. So we assume that the person to whom we'd written has not replied. And we conclude that he's not friends with us anymore. And so perhaps we write him a second letter, this time an angry one. But we should first ascertain that he actually did receive the letter. And we should make sure that he has not in fact replied. And only then should we adopt whatever course seems best, whatever course seems appropriate. And this is just what the Buddha did. And the result was the monks confessed their mistake. I say they confessed, but I do rather get the impression, reading the passage, that they didn't realize that there was anything wrong with their behavior. And if this was in fact the case, they must have had a very inadequate conception of the spiritual life, of the spiritual community, and of spiritual friendship. But be that as it may, once they had confessed, or let's say, once they had owned up, the Buddha could exhort them.